Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you in to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. I'm your colleague. I'm whatever you want me to be, as long as it's positive, right here on a beautiful Monday morning here on the Greg Shell Show. We want to thank you for allowing us to take you to take your morning commute with us as we jump on the airwaves. Beautiful day here in Orlando, Florida. The sun is out. The birds are chirping. I'm drinking my hot coffee. Got me some extra hazelnut cream in it, and I feel so cozy and warm. Ooh, wait. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. Now, you know, some people, I ask somebody, I say, good morning. They say, what's so good about it? I say, well, God allowed you to wake up. They say, well, he could let me lay it on down. I said, but you ain't got to do it. Go lay on down. If you want to die, just go jump in front of a truck. I promise you, if you jump and wait about 10 minutes while it's full speed, you jump in front of it, I promise you, you'll be up out of here. You'll wish you was out of here. So don't say you want to be dead, because you got so many different reasons for you to live. I'm just excited to be alive this morning. I want to encourage somebody that no matter what you're facing, no matter what giant you got going on, just know that God is a giant slayer. If he took a little shepherd boy like David to give him a rock with the word of God behind it, he hit that giant in the head, Goliath, and that giant, he took him and cut his head off and held it up to the people and said, look at here. This is who I am through Christ Jesus, who strengthened me. So I'm excited today to be here, and a lot of situations went on, but God is able to keep you from falling. And I'm excited. We have an amazing show lined up for you today. And as you take us on your morning commute, if you listen in your business office, we want you to tell a friend to tell another friend to keep it locked right here on the Greg Shell Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/the Greg Shell Show #3. With that being said, let me go ahead and bring on my engineer and co-host. She's all the way in the house out of Texas, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Monday.
God is amazing.
Oh.
Happy Monday right back at you.
Ooh, I like all them happy, because if I ain't happy, I'm sad. So I don't want to be sad. I want to be happy.
Yeah.
How you doing today? What's going on in Texas? How them pups doing?
Oh, man. Ooh, it's just like having 7 kids. When one stop crying, the other one cry.
Dang. Do they be sucking on the nipple? Huh?
They can't find it sometimes. She's sitting on them. We have to get up. And in the middle of the night, they're hollering because she been sat down and she's sleeping, don't want to move. And boy, I'm telling you, it's just like raising kids.
Well, let me give a shout out to Sandy this morning. Sandy the puppy, the dog that made the puppy. Hey, Sandy, how you doing? Sandy and Wody. Wody, I know Wody was going to keep on knocking till he's knocking the boots. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots. Wody was knocking the boots.
All right, now.
Beautiful puppy.
Wody got a little hair down up under his chin. Huh?
Hey, so pretty. I got him up.
Oh,
Sandy heard you calling her name, so she came in here.
That's my age. Yeah, that man. I walk around them dogs, and I'm saying when I went to Houston, boy, when I was out there, I was scared all the way around the board. They had 2 Rottweilers, and dogs in the truck with me. I'm back there trembling. And then whatever they was, I know they was a dog with that can make fear, and I'm in the back and riding with them, and oh Lord, and they looking at me like I'm a piece of meat. And then you throw me on a horse, I say, Lord, this is a test, Lord Jesus. What kind of test is this? Well, let me go ahead and bring my CFO on tonight all the way.
You don't never say nothing about the bull.
See that, now you done took me somewhere else. I had the bull test, the horse test. Go over there with a bull. I said, oh, Lord. And I know he's a bad boy, but one that horn turned down and the other one turned up. So wait a minute. Let me go to Vegas. Yeah, I don't know. I know I would want to be around him, period.
Yeah,
let's go to Williamsburg, Virginia. Huh?
That's called a heifer bull.
Well, it was a bull, and I'm so, and you just like, go over that way. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
You did it, God. Don't get your fear.
I did it because I didn't want to look like I was less than a man, but I was horrified. Anyway. Let's go ahead and bring my CFO on all the way from Williamsburg, Virginia. He's in the house on Highway Big Savings. What's happening, Brother Grace? Welcome to the Grand Savings.
Okay.
Bless, Lucas here. Well, I ain't riding in the back seat with some puppies that long that they're gone grown, Rottweiler, pit bull. Heck, you should have been a grown poodle. I ain't getting in the back seat of nobody's car. With some dogs back there. They're back there looking at you like a pork chop. I know they were saying you bite them first and I bite them second. Because if you bite them, then you're going to be in trouble by yourself. But we both bite them, then they're going to just punish both of us. And all they're going to do is say he done something wrong. So I know they were saying, well, let's wait till tomorrow. Let's wait till the last day he leave and then bite him. And then I said, no, let's wait till midnight when he's walking through the house. And then we can say, Mama, we thought he was a burglar. That's why we bit him.
Well, listen, they became my best friends, man. They walk around with, the collar, the spike collar around their neck. And they was in my music video out there. I got to finish it up, God's love, with Rain Yang Yang. Now, we got on the line. We met on yesterday. She's an amazing talent, amazing radio host, and she's hanging out with us again today here on the Greg Shell Show, none other than MFE, all the way from Houston, Texas. What's happening? Happy Monday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Good morning, everybody. It's Money Making Monday, yes.
Oh! Brother Gray's going to love you. He loves people that talk about making some money.
That's right. So how everybody doing?
All ready to make some money.
Ching, ching.
All right, let's
ready
make
to
some money.
Cha-ching.
Let's make
cha-ching.
Some money this Monday.
Well,
let's make money
ahead,
Monday.
Go.
Yes, this Miss Money Minded on the line. You know, that's what MME stands for, Money Minded Entertainment. But it's really, you know, if you want to really know, it's Money Minded Records and Entertainment, you know, so. Yes.
Oh, I love your voice.
Can y'all
your
hear
voice
that?
Is amazing.
Hey.
Well,
y'all hear
thank
that?
You.
Can y'all hear that? Cha-ching.
Well, that money calling?
Hello?
Cha-ching. Hello?
Cha-ching. Every time she talks, I hear cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. I bet when she walks, she drops quarters and bow dollar bills and
what?
Stuff. Cha-ching.
What? Shoot, it takes a quarter to make a dollar. That's the only way you're going to get that.
And you know, I had to tell somebody a fast-moving quarter is better than a slow-moving dollar.
You better say it, because I shall say it. A fast nickel be the slow dime anytime, okay?
Oh. Now, I don't know. I got to tell DJ Pratt this, you know. With me hearing, upon me hearing her on yesterday and today, I am fully convinced that she definitely would need to have her own show on this platform. Not only that, to be able to chime in on the Greg Shell Show, because she had some flavor on the chicken just like accent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What you think about that, Brother Gracie? I know she come on with energy. I like people that got energy. What you think about her early on this Monday morning?
Right from the minute she started talking, all I could hear was cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Hello, Money Calling.
Oh,
hello.
I know she can say a water to a fish.
Hmm. I'm telling
you. I know it.
So what?
I used to keep fish tanks.
No, let me stop though. Let me stop. I say I used to keep fish tanks in my living room.
Oh. Oh. Oh boy. Y'all got the commuters that's traveling this morning. I know they hyped up. They getting ready for Christmas. They are going out, running that credit card up to the max.
Oh,
they running that thing on up. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. I ain't got no credit card. My credit card limit, they can cut it off right now. They told me I got to wait. I got to go out there and get them yachts. I got to go out there and get them yachts so my credit can go back up.
Okay. Come on, yachts.
Yeah,
that's
DJ
right.
Proud, they blessed me with two yachts. I got to go out there and pick them up. I'm trying to get Brother Grace to go out there and grab them up with me. So we want to have a yacht party. We'll have a yacht party.
Yes. Mhm.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
Gonna have a yacht party, MME. Huh?
I'm with it.
Well, listen, we're gonna be in Montgomery, Alabama this weekend. We was planning the 9th, but December the 16th, Montgomery, Alabama, we're coming, and we would love for you to get a backdrop on our Step and Repeat banner. Brother Grace, if you would tell them a little bit about the $25 pitch day that they can pitch day whatever. Go ahead and tell them about it, bro.
Boy, I sure hope you hear me, boy. My car is running and trying to pull my blue, but I'm here to tell you, the day is pitch Monday, pitch Tuesday, pitch Wednesday, Thursday. Pitch your website, pitch your phone. If you want to do it, pitch your chat, the house. Oh, that's what I pitch my child, the house. If I can get it. But I'm just here today to pitch asking you to pitch your business, your website, your your event for just $25. All you got to do is reach out to the Greg Shelton, call into the office, let them know what you want to pitch. They give you the cash out, and trust me, you'll be pitching your business. Where else you going to pitch your business, your website for $25? I'm trying to better get hot. Pitch. Who's on first? Who's on second? Who's on third? Who's at base? Cold slam, grand slam. Call it what you want. Pitch.
Hey, Brother Eric, I don't know if you need to get in your microphone a little bit because you're kind of like cutting out just a little bit.
He found a little money-minded to me. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, real good. So tell them about the new TV show, Brother Grace. Grace Saved Our Church, that's coming to your TV in 2024. Tell them a little bit about your new TV series, Brother. Brother Grace, he said, when it's cold outside, oh, I got to get in my car and warm it up. hey, DJ Prayer.
Uh-huh.
I wrote a song saying, he will answer prayer. Now I can say, I'm on the line with DJ Prez and MME. Yeah, I'm excited, y'all. You know we got the new TV show, the Greg Shelton TV show.
No, wait.
It's coming.
Wait.
Huh?
Wait, where is that song?
What song?
He will answer prayer. I don't see it on the list.
I got to bring it. That's the title track. And you know I don't even have it. I don't have it in our roster. I got to put it in there.
If that don't get in the love spirit today, it's going to be fishing.
Watch
this.
You remember that song say, hey, MME, you remember that song say, shake it up, shake it down, move it in, move it around, disco lady.
He's been playing.
I know that's right. Yeah.
Did you hear?
You better perform.
So he'll pull you back and take out the real one.
I'm ready to do the stage play. I'm ready for the stage play. I'm ready for the stage play.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? You know how back in the day, the guys be in the club, and they come up to you, and they don't tell you the truth. They lied to you talking about, yeah, my name is Willie. I mean, what's the name of the guy that sing that song you just sung? Disco Lady?
Oh, his name is Johnny Taylor.
Okay. You walk up in the club, yeah, I'm Johnny Taylor. and hit them notes, shake it up, shake it down, and they gonna believe that you Johnny Taylor.
Yeah.
But you get the notes.
Yeah. Or you say something like this, you say something like this, everything's out in the open, yeah, there is nothing else to hide. And Johnny Taylor, he's one of my favorite singers, y'all.
You better show that you can sing in real life.
Wait a
minute.
You
better show
you
can sing in real life.
You should have said that song, so I bet you ain't heard that.
What? Oh, hey, go ahead, DJ Brad, and tell them about the Bet You Didn't Know that song. Go ahead and tell them about that, my sister.
We going to do it on Mondays?
Yeah, we can do it on Mondays. Tell them about it, though. I want the world to know why they taking their morning commute, sitting in their office with their leg crossed, doing something, but not a whole lot. Tell them a little bit about it.
On Mondays, we'll be playing a track from whomever, and we play the track, and then we'll just say, I bet you ain't heard that track, and then we play it.
Oh.
If you ain't heard it, just say you ain't heard it. Keep it 100.
Yeah.
Because I ain't heard
it. I love it.
but if you have heard it, you know, it's okay to say you heard it, but, you know, I bet you ain't heard that track.
So we going to have each one of our co-hosts, MME, I want you to consider being one of our co-host personalities. You would fulfill the folk. You know what I mean? Jesus said,
wow.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was hanging out. What? They said there's a fourth one in there, and I think you'd be that fourth one. You know what I mean?
Say it. I know
on
that's
the
right.
Shell show.
It would be an honor. It would be an honor. Yes, I would be honored to join the Greg Shell show. Yes.
King, you would. Well, let's wrap it up, DJ Brad. Go ahead and finish it.
Thank you.
Come on.
Yeah.
Jesus sent them out 2x2. And so we can go do live shows live. We do a live remote and all that stuff. Huh?
You real low.
I'm real low?
Okay, there you go.
I'm back. Well, watch this. Let's do this. I wanna play a song for MME this morning, DJ Prep. Play Pretty Wings by Maxwell. Maxwell, if you're out there, you know we want you to go on this 2023 tour.
Hit them notes. Don't you play with me. That's my song.
Y'all
song.
Hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show, Pretty Wings, and this is dedicated to MME on the Greg Shell Show. Excuse me.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. There'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. We'll feel as within you. Then you won't remember me. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. The game was so bad. Toy when my affliction had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a beast. I had to set you free. Away from me to see clearly the way that love can be when you are not with me.
To love your favorite, no.
Hey y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. That song was specifically for MME. Your pretty wings. I just love great spirits and good spirits. You have an amazing spirit, and wanted to play that song specifically for you. And hopefully you enjoyed that track by none other than Maxwell. Clap that up. Let's go ahead and clap that
up on this. Absolutely. Absolutely, I love it.
Let me bring my CFO on the line. We wanna formally welcome you to the family of the Greg Shell Show. CFO, Brother Antonio Greg, go ahead and give her your welcome, brother.
Hey, first of all, I just want to just tip my hat to you. I want to salute you. I want to bow down slightly before you. I just want to just smile at you. I just want to say, dang, whoa, go, get it, cha-ching, cha-ching. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. When you go to the bathroom, just tap me on the shoulder. I'm going to walk with you. We got to make sure you respect it from here to the door. Back to you, Mr. Shell.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Let me do this.
I am just floored. Thank you.
DJ Prayer, you got to give her your welcome. Go ahead and welcome her in to the family.
You already know what it is.
Ooh, ooh. You hear me? You hear me? Hey. We ain't ready.
We ready for y'all.
Oh. Wait a minute. Bells will be ringing. Oh, what a Christmas. To have MME, there will be singing. Oh, what a good time for this Christmas, MME. Now listen, with that comes responsibility, MME, and responsibility is simply this. Say what's on your heart, what's on your mind, and let it be positive to resonate to those that's listening on their morning commute. I want the world to know MME is part of the Greg Shell Show family, and we are family. Hey. I got my new sister with me.
Now.
Come on now.
No. You fit right in. You know what I mean? You know how some just fit in and you ain't got to force. If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. Yeah. Y'all ain't know that new all them old songs. We going to do what we call Name That Tune on the Greg Shell Show. We'll hum a beat or play a little beat. DJ Prayer, I want to do something this morning. You know that music you got by Stack, Crack, Track, you know. I want to see what we going to do this morning. Let's get it in as we take our morning commute. Let's get it in. Let's see what we got going on this beautiful Monday morning. I want everybody to chime in. Huh?
Where's Lil Kano? We need Lil Kano.
Look. Hold on, because you took the words out of my thoughts, because I already was going to have him on because of that Close Your Eyes EP that we just dropped. You know.
I can't wait to hear it.
You ain't sent it to me yet? I have not. I need to. Where do
press
I send it
gas. To? Press on the gas. But we need Lil Kano on the track right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's put him on. Let's hear what he sound like.
Give me. Who do I send it to?
Y'all, let's get it in. All right now, Brother Jay.
Well, text me the email right quick.
Kevin Capone staff in that Gmail. I'm looking for
okay.
My phone.
Oh, we getting ready to crank it up, too. Y'all, you know we brought to you behalf of Kirby Capone Staffing. If you need a job or looking for somewhere to work, he can help you out if you got the work ethic right here on the Greg Shell Show. She's looking for all kind of people, looking for people who can write, who can hold a camera, who can do whatever, who can work. If you got work
that's
in
right.
You, work can come at you.
Yeah,
and that's KKP.
Video
huh? Tell them what you're looking for. Huh?
Videographers, web designers, web editors, video editors and servers for events and photographers, camera crew. And I think that's that. For now.
And the Greg Shell Show looking for people who know how to produce audio commercials. Huh?
And sales.
Y'all got to know how to sell to propel.
Yeah.
And we looking for content providers for our new network and networks. If you have a show idea, or if you think you can help manage and produce commercials and stuff, we're looking for you. We're looking for you, and you. But KKP, you got to go through KKP to get to me. KKP to get to me. Ooh-wee. Exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. You got that MP3 yet? What's the name of your artist, MME?
Lil Kano, L-I-L-K-A-N-O.
Okay. Well, while y'all doing that, let me get Brother Grace on the line so he can tell you about the new TV series that's going to be debuting in 2024, Grace Saved Our Church. Go ahead, Brother Grace. Tell him about Grace Saved Our Church.
Not a problem. Grace Saved Our Church is specifically for that ministry that has that nice sanctuary, that has that sanctuary that has been renovated and the choir rows look good, but the bathroom just has not been updated. I don't know why ministers wait so long to update their bathroom. When I go to the bathroom, when I'm worshiping and I'm jumping up and down, I get my shot on, boy, every now and then I may have ate something that don't agree with me. I done jumped up at the Holy Ghost. And after the Holy Ghost done released me, then I got to release some other stuff. I got to go. And the last thing I want to do is to go into a restroom that only has two toilets. Don't you know that when I got to go, one toilet and suffice, because once I start going, whoever was in the other toilet, they are going to leave out of there. That's That's right. They go to capital L-E-A-V-E. They leaving them out of there, and that's understandable because I will leave out of there. Sometimes I go in the bathroom. I want to leave out of there. So I just want ministry to look at the small thing. Look at the fact that you need more than two stalls. You got 150 people in there worshiping, and you think we're going to go one at a time? Sometimes it's going to be four of us got to go at the same time. At the same time. So if your ministry is ready to compile their resources together and they want to renovate their bathroom, if they need choir robes, if they need to pay off their mortgages, then they need to reach out to Brother Grace, 757-676-2886. 757-676-2886. Because I got to go. I got to go. So, Mr. Greg Shell, give me about 10 minutes because right now I got to go.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Brother, and make sure some toilet paper in there. Make sure some toilet paper, please.
Y'all are funny, man. Y'all, if you're taking your morning commute with us, we want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully, stay tuned in to Grace Aid Our Church. It's coming in 2024, along with the brand new movie phenomenon, movie, TV show, series, stage play, book, In the Pastor Study. It is coming in 2024. If you want to become a proud sponsor or advertiser, you want to go ahead and get prepared for the hot new trilogy. In the Pastor Study, I am excited. I'm one of the co-stars and just excited under Kirby Capone Productions. The TV series, the stage play, I'm ready for the stage play right now. I'm really excited about it. And MME, have you heard about In the Pastor Study?
I actually have. I had confused you yesterday with the between the deacon and the old pastor. But, yes, I have. I was supposed to actually be in that movie, and I didn't get to be in it yet. But I am going to be in the end of it, I hope.
You can be probably in the TV series. It's going to be an actual TV series and a stage play.
Oh, yes. Yes, because yes. Because it needs to be done. Yes, it needs to be done. I want to be a movie star. I want to be on TV.
Oh, well, Kirby Capone Productions is, I'm telling you, I was just so in awe.
Look, you know I'll be in anything. If Kirby had me on that horse series, you know I'll be in it.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to
be on TV with that one, too.
I don't want to be doing that again. I'm going to hurt myself. I done got old now, y'all. I can't do that no more.
We down to the last two.
Oh.
To the last two.
And watch this. The trail ride thing. We want to do a TV show about the trail ride because that has become really a phenomenon. Everywhere people be wearing the hats and the Western stuff, and so I really want to do something like that out in Texas.
Oh my gosh, please do, because I got a little model, my little sister. She's the trail ride queen. Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All she do is just walk out there and look real pretty. That's all she do. Mm-hmm.
Well, watch this. What about DJ Prayer, Kirby Capone Productions? They got, like, some pickles. They got all different flavor pickles, like 30-some flavor pickles.
Oh, my God.
So terrible,
y'all
man.
I mean,
chocolate chip pickle, huh?
Y'all about to spoil me because I always said I wanted some. I be going in the stores trying to look for them old flavored pickles that they be lying to about they have in that Walmart and Sam's and stuff. It don't be the same.
Man, I was so bad when I went to this store. They had some flat pickles in there. I should have knew by the color of the water in the jar that they weren't going to taste like it. But I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. So I got the pickles anyway, and I took them home. And I opened it, and I did a little cross across your chest like people do on the forehead and then like that. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bit into it, and I kind of like squeezed my mouth on it, and then I took it right out of my mouth, and I spit the juice out, and I put it in the trash. And I turned around and I looked at that dog, and I was like, I'm finna call these people. I'm finna call them and let them know they do not need to sell this. This is not no this is bull. This is disgusting. And I said, okay, I tell you what, I'm gonna do a taste test. Maybe it's just me. So I got my little grown baby. She little. And she loves my little cherry pickles, right? So I took one of my cherry pickles and I set it right there. And I took one of their pickles and I set it over there. And, you know, every day she come running, can I get a pickle? Can I get a pickle? Can I get a pickle? And she eat about two or three of them pickles. And next thing you know, I say, I'm going to taste test, y'all. And I put the camera up where they see me cut the pickle up. And I put them on the plate. I say, taste that one. And I'm smiling, you know. And I put sales over there. And she tasted it, and she put it in her mouth, and she took it out, and she was rolling it around in her hand like a marble. I say, what you doing that for? Why you ain't eat the pickle? And she say, and she looked down at it, rolling it and rolling it, and then looked over at me. I say, what? Is it good? And she say, just turned her head, you know. I say, you like the pickle? No, ma'am. I say, you don't like the pickle? No, ma'am. I said, okay, what the hell? No. I said, no, taste this one. She said, no. I said, this the one you like. This one, please don't give up on Kool-Aid, please. And so she tasted it, and then she started chewing and smiling. And I said, I knew it wasn't just me. They do not need to have it on the shelf because they making a bad name for them pickles. I'm telling you.
I got an opportunity to really just do research on Curvy Capone Productions. I looked at a lot of her work behind the scenes from years ago, and let me tell you, her work is just simply amazing. I was looking at something where they sprayed a scent and everybody was running behind the person.
R.I.P. to Mr. E. Kong. You know, that was Mr. E. Kong sprays. He has some spray that he made that smells so good when you spray it.
Wow. Man, I'm talking about that was a great commercial. And then she had another one where someone was boxing in the ring, and I mean, they got, you know, they got beat pretty bad. But, I mean, just some good stuff, good quality stuff. And then I was just so honored to work with someone who was so humble, but at the same time powerful. You know what I mean? And so I want to encourage somebody that's listening this morning that whatever vision and dreams that you have, you can't share it with everybody, because everybody, you got pimps out there. They be trying to pimp your gift. And act like, and I know, you know, I would call his name on the air, because he done hurt a lot of people. And bro, let me just share this with you publicly. And you know who you are if you listen, because you probably listening somewhere. Please stop messing with people, because somebody gonna hurt you, man, if you don't stop. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord gonna let somebody choke you down. So please stop what you're doing, brother. He know who he is. And you know, I want to leave you with that. And stop calling yourself a pastor, because you're not a pastor. You're a disaster. Please stop.
No.
I'm telling you. You know who you are. You know who you are. And I'm just sharing it with love, out of love and respect, because everybody I done talked to, you done burned them. And so please stop, because you done burned both ends of your stick. Huh?
I got a song. You want to hear it?
Play it. Yeah.
Here we go. You heard it first. Right here on the Greg Shell Show.
I'll never be more loved than I am right wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the winds that call me out. You would cross an ocean.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. I want to welcome you back to the show. Hopefully you enjoyed that amazing track. You know, I was in my feelings just then because when people, you know, do certain things to hurt people, you know, that really, you know, bothers me. But I know Jesus covered a multitude of sins with his love, and we just want to extend love this morning. And if you was facing someone who is, you know, did something that wasn't pleasing and you know they was being manipulative and all that stuff, we have to forgive them, because the Bible said if we don't forgive, the Father in heaven won't forgive us. And when you forgive them, you leave it alone, you leave it right there, and they know who they are. And the Bible says like putting hot coals of flame on their head. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to follow the principles of God and walk in faith and walk in the promises of God this morning. So I'm just excited to be able to vent, you know what I mean? Because in this season of my life, I'm not taking no wooden nickels, and nobody else is going to get over on me. And I ain't, you know, they try to say it's you, but it be them getting over in one way or another. So you have to be able to identify and rectify the situation by moving on. And just taking that beating, because Jesus took the pain and the agony going to the cross. Even he took the agony so much when he went down on his knees and prayed. He prayed and blood drops came from his, you know what I mean? So I'm just elated that I can take it. I can take it. I've been in the hospital 27 times, and we just give God the praise for bringing me through the hospital and bringing us to our current situation now where we can look over negative situations and override it with the positive. What do you think about that, Brother Grace, this morning?
Hey, I agree with you 100%, because, who could have put this together where four co-hosts had to forgive the same person? God says 7 times 70. So my 7 times 70, that's 490. And for what I lost, I had to forgive him 428 times. So I'm just grateful that I can even put in my mouth, I forgive you, my brother. I forgive you. Okay? And I'll leave it at that. I forgive you. I'll leave it at that. That's 7 times 70, 490 divided by 30,000 comes up to 428,000. You know, 428,000. You know, I'm just saying. Bless them, Lord. We are in that season. Bless them. You are forgiven. Back to you, sir.
Hey, and with that, I forgive you too, brother, and I pray that you stop what you're doing and ask God to forgive you and walk in the truth and stop lying so much in Jesus' name. MME, you got the flow.
Yeah, you know, so all I do is just say, just give it to God. Just give it to God. It is, I do agree that it's kind of weird that all four of us have encountered the same Mr. Don, you know, shall not say his name. But, you know, it's just really weird. But sometimes you have to remove yourself from unsavory individuals. And that is why, because people will bring you down to their level. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you're talking about somebody talking down on someone, but maybe that's the level that he's on or they're on, and you're not on that same level, so therefore remove yourself from that entity, and you'll be all right. Just give it to God. You know, you can't tell God how to deal with him or how God's going to deal with him. You just give it to God. You pray for him. Leave it there. That's it.
Amen.
It's up to you.
Amen.
You too. To deal with it again, because you know what you're dealing with again. So that's why the Bible tells you, don't be foolish. You can't argue with a fool anyway.
That's right. That's right. Don't even give them that energy. And again, DJ Prayer on the ones and twos. We just excited that God is our strength. And, you know, I'm excited that he used a negative to bring energy together like the four that's on the line this morning.
Wow.
His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we just have to keep it flowing and moving. And I'm excited what he did through whatever situation, every challenge. So I'm excited. DJ Prayer, what you got to say this morning? This morning I rose with the Lord on my side.
Well, I believe, okay, it's my belief that God, no, it's not a belief, it, I know that God can change things and people. I, for one, I used to say I'm from Slapahoe, Texas.
Oh.
And backed it up.
Oh.
Every chance I got. You know, so some people in my past might say, oh, no, you don't want to talk to her. She slapped. You know,
oh,
or something like that. But they don't know.
I know she took up a big old washer and threw it somewhere.
But they don't know that God done changed me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't that same slap. I still got the slap in me. But
I don't get it.
My husband had to tell me, you can't just be hitting on people just for talking. And when he said that, you know, it kind of registered in my brain. And I was like, okay. I was raised, as soon as they start talking that trash, you on their tail. So that's how it was. But I feel like God, I know God can change people. And I'm thinking that perhaps one day you should dedicate a show to Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm just keeping it 100. Because all four of us to come together, that might mean that God is asking us to reach and pull him up out of there. Show him that it's not okay to screw over people's money. You know, it's not okay to do this and do that. And I'm sure he would. You know, he apologized to me for what he did, and I told him everything was all kosher. You know, I ain't even tripping with you no more. But, you know, I'm seeing that he's done more than me, and I don't know if he's still doing it or if he stopped. But I feel like God is telling us to reach out to him and bring him in and get him straight. Because if somebody don't reach out and get him straight, he's just
going
to go to the wolves. The sharks
going to
eat him.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
That's real. Yeah. I agree. I agree.
If we try and we get bit, hey, I'll take the bite.
Well,
you know,
I just know that a threefold cord is uneasily broken, and at the end of the day, accountability is everything, and you have to expose it in order to be able to reveal what's really happening. And, you know, most people
I'm sorry. What they say, the eagles don't hang with the chickens, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
You better know
it. No reason. We can't help him. He said, I'm looking at this email now where he just sent me talking about starting your program where you invest in the amount of the investment money. You can make 3 times the amount. It's like, he's telling people to sow into $20, you know, and they can come up with a profit of $5,000. If any of their people have questions, let me know, and we will make sure we get all these questions answered. The mountaintop of success where they can achieve the very best.
Well, how about we get them on the show and let them explain what that's about? And then we run a test on them.
Let's do this. Before he come on this show, he need to sow what he got from me. Ain't no coming on here talking about nothing. He can sow what he owes. And then he can grow. But there will be no coming on the Greg Shell show unless he sow.
That's right.
And I hear your heart, DJ Prayer, but at the end of the day, you know, when Miss Nate was on the ground cold, and he bit the man, because a snake can be, he can lay down cold, and when he get where he need to get some heat from you, he gonna bite you again. So at the end of the day, I wish him the best for whatever he got going on, but only way he can come on this show is he so. And, you know, that's what it is. And no disrespect to your brother. I just pray that you get it right, you know, but you got to get it right somewhere else. You can't get it right here. And that's the real R-E-L.
Not on this platform.
Not on this one. I'm sorry. And with that being said, I'm going to play a song by Hezekiah Walker. He said, God favored me. And you can't throw your blessings among the swine. You can't throw your blessings. You can't throw your blessings among the swine.
Check on DJ Prell.
God
tell
you, you know.
Check on DJ Prell.
Let's go ahead. I know her heart is really good, but this is a mind thing here. This is a mind.
Somebody had to try.
Yeah, you can go ahead and pray about that, but if he want any type of whatever, he need to have his seed in his hand, and it need to already be in before any type of language transpire, because his word ain't nothing to me. It's just a word. And y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. And if you want to know that and did something, you ain't got no business, and you know who you are, it's going to be the same way. And here it is, Hezekiah Walker. God favored me on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share. Of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed on my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love,
love is patient.
Is patient, caring. Love,
love is kind.
Is kind.
Love is felt
is
most
when
it's genuine.
You
I had a whole lot of people in my life
had my share of
who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because
my enemies,
they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes,
For great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my faith
in God,
he favored me.
But it would not fall,
won't compromise.
God favored
me. I spoke life
and prosperity.
Prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They whispered
about me.
Fire.
They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot of lies on me, but God favored
me.
My character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
My faith in God. He
favored
me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise. God
favored
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And
I speak health. In question, but he favored
me.
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Hey, y'all. I want to welcome you back to the show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track God favored me by none other than Hezekiah Walker. It's 15 minutes behind the hour, 15 minutes after the hour today on the Greg Sheff Show. We got 15 more minutes left in the show, and hopefully you are enjoying the show. And, y'all, we had a moment to just, you know, the vent, to put it out there, you know what I mean, about the real R-E-E-L. And we're just excited to be alive today. I'm excited about our new addition to the family, MME. What you think about the Greg Sheff Show?
I absolutely love it. Like, it's very inspirational, touching. I could be myself. I feel like I've been knowing y'all just for years. And it's just like, you know, it's very open, family orientated, like, you know, just same level of mindset. You know, we all trying to just make a difference, no matter what, in what, just make a difference. Just be heard, let our voice be known, and keep putting it in their faces, and eventually they will see.
Well, you know, when you keep it real, that's what it is. You know what I mean? I'm from New Jersey, Inglewood, and I've been in the country city. You know what I mean? I live in Orlando, been in Orlando for the last 15 years, from Orlando to Miami. And we're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. We're offering a five-day, four-night stay here in Orlando. You can go to Miami. You can go to Daytona. We got it hooked up. You can go to Poconos, you know what I mean, Missouri, wherever you want to go, for the low price of $700. And we're going to give you we're going to give you 10 audio spots here on the Greg Sheff Radio Show. As we get prepared for the TV show, I would love, do you sing, MME?
Oh, man, if you just know my story, like, my mama used to sing. So it's just in my heart, it's in my soul. Like, we used to have to sit outside in front of the neighbors with a microphone and sing Michael Jackson songs. That's when the album, I'm going to tell my age, that's when the album Back Up Off Your Wall came out.
Oh.
So we'd be out there singing, get your back up off the wall. Dance.
Oh.
Come on. Because I used to do the rock with my legs. And so, yeah, music has always been in my soul. So, I manage my artist. You know, he does all kind of music. He sings, rap, you know, rap fast, do country music, you know, just.
You got to have his music one for us to play tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. Just tell me where to send it to. And yes, absolutely.
Okay. Brother Gray.
Yes, sir.
Brother Gray, listen. I feel relieved now. Well, you know that song, I'm so excited. I feel relieved because that had been in my spirit. And you know, when she came on yesterday and they were talking in Ebonics. Oh, we had a powerful show yesterday. You get an opportunity to check it out. Prophet Geno Ty Sherman, he brought the word yesterday, and boy, I'm telling you, amazing. But when they was talking in Ebonics about, you know who it is, and I'm saying, I hope it ain't who it is, but it was who it was. And I'm telling you, man, I'm glad, you know, you got to put them spirits out there sometimes, and so you can activate and humiliate, you know, at the same time, and God get the glory. Brother Grace, if you would, I want you to share with the world this morning a word from God through whatever scripture God places in your heart in these last 10 minutes of the show.
Amen. So since our Lord orchestrated this this conversation, he brought four individuals to a mic that he provided for us with the same womb. And if he brought us here with the same wounds, then it was intended for each and every one of us to receive, okay, in that specific healing aspect. It's important that we understand one very key verse, and that's Romans 12:19. Romans 12:19, in all of the different versions, it says the same thing. In one particular place. It says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. Now, here's the part that I like more than anything, because he does not exclusively identify who he will repay, but he says, I will repay. So we assume that God is saying he will repay the individual that has wronged someone. But in reality, it doesn't identify that. He just says, I will repay, says the Lord. So in that aspect of him saying that I will repay, but then also DJ Prayer said something that her husband mentioned to her about walking the walk and the talk as well. And she said it touched her. And it made her to realize that the slap inside of her could be suppressed. So I would tell everyone that's listening that in this very key verse, it says, toward the end, it says, I will repay, says the Lord. I know whatever we have lost, he will repay. He didn't say in money. He didn't say in immediate revenge, but he tells us not to take revenge. But most of all, he says, I will repay. So expect 100-fold for that you have lost. That being said, thank you, my brother, for this moment of reality.
Hallelujah. And as the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon the face of the earth this morning, as you're riding or in your office or whatever, at home, whatever you got going on, God is saying this is a new beginning season. This is the 11th day of December. You know, like when they used to roll the dice 7 and 11. Well, today is a powerful day that God is restoring everything, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust, and the caterpillar took from us. God is restoring new beginnings in our lives. He is opening doors that no man can shut, and you didn't have to compromise. God is just saying in this season, he's opening up blind eyes. And then he's restoring your youth. The Spirit of the Lord is moving really, really, really heavy. He is saying in this season, lean not to your own understanding, but trust in him with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. He's awakening the dreams in you and bringing those dreams to fruition and to reality. He's bringing the right people together and removing the wrong people. He is bringing the new wine out because he said he can't put new wine and an old wineskin. That means an old mindset. God is saying right now, walk on the water. He bids you to walk on the water like he had Peter walk on the water. And Peter was walking until he looked back at the turbulence behind him. And even when the woman looked back and she turned into the pillar of salt, God is saying in this season, don't look back. Stay in today, for tomorrow has its own challenges and situations. God is saying that now he's looking for a few good men. He's looking for the righteous. Only the righteous shall see God. And if you are unrighteous, you know who you are. And you know what you're doing that's unrighteous. You know, forgive your family member, the family members you ain't talked to in years. Whatever that situation was, ask the Lord to give you the heart to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, the Father in heaven won't forgive you. I want to encourage everyone under the sound of my voice this morning and everyone that's on the airwaves today. If you allow someone to steal your joy, you're hindering that because they're going to sleep at night. You're not. So forgive so that you can fly and get rid of all that dead weight that you have upon you. God is freeing you this morning. He is opening windows and doors and floors for your new beginning. Go ahead and take your new beginning. Go ahead and move forward. God is removing all of the weight off of you. Hallelujah. Your new movie idea, your idea for TV, radio, you know, I wouldn't have never thought. They called me a dreamer. Now they want to be a part of the dream. The same people that tried to mud me up, thank you, because it made growth for the seed to sprout out. And so I want to encourage you this morning, keep on dreaming, keep on believing, keep on with mustard seed faith, having the ambition and the gratitude of attitude. You know, thank God every morning. Thank Him for the air you breathe. Thank Him for, you know, your breath, your ears, your eyes, you know, that you can see clearly now that the rain is gone. And with that being said, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I want you to keep your eyes on the prize, which is God, and use your gifts and talents to get to the next level, because God has given you the gifts and talents to obtain wealth, to bring you before great men. MME, I want to tell you thank you, and of course, we definitely want you to sow into this platform so that we can grow together. As what are your closing remarks?
I just want to say thank you just once again for welcoming me with open arms, and shout out to DJ Prayer. You know what it is. You know, I just love everything and everyone about this show. You know, it's just, we can be ourselves, and like I said, just I see the growth. We all have the same ambitions, the same dreams, the same motivation. So, you know, just stay focused and, you know, hang with the people that's doing the same thing you're doing, and, you know, that you can just really just sit down with and feel at home, you know. And this feels like home. This feels like family. So I just thank y'all for opening, you know, welcoming me with open arms. And y'all don't even know anything about MME, but y'all will. Y'all would love it.
So watch this, MME. What day of the week do you want to come on with your new show on our platform?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, let's sit down and have a conversation. Meet you at DJ Prayer after everything is over with, all right?
All right.
Real good. Brother Grace, what's your closing remark?
Bless. Back to you, sir.
Real good. And, I was looking at DJ Prayer. So let me play a song off of this CD as we close out. I was trying to get back with DJ Prayer. Looked like she done closed out. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. As we get prepared for the Christmas holiday, I want to let everybody know, just keep God first, keep it moving, and I'm going to play this track here. And we'll chop it up a little later on tomorrow, guys, willing. Y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all have a blessed day.
way back on Calvary. Lord, I lift you up. Think about all the great things that God has done for me. When the enemy said what I couldn't do, and how God still prevailed,